I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Sergeant Shane Hucks from the Missouri Highway Patrol, and we are talking about school bus safety. Schools will be starting soon, and that means school buses will be on the road picking up students. Should motorists be concerned about how this will affect their daily commute?
Yes, it will affect their daily commute. That's why it's important for them to allow extra time for them to reach their destination.
What should we be thinking when we start seeing the school buses on the road?
Kids are going to be crossing the street, walking around in front of the bus, coming out either side. That's why it's important anytime you're behind a school bus to always be alert and be prepared to stop.
Give them a little extra room as well?
Yes.
Okay. Buses have flashing yellow and red lights. What do those lights mean?
So the yellow amber lights are for caution, meaning that the bus is preparing to make a stop. And then when the flashing red lights come on and the stop sign goes out, then that is your indicator to stop.
Are those lights and stop arms enforced?
Yes, they are. So not only the school bus driver, if he notices a violation, a lot of times what they will do is they will contact the highway patrol, provide a description of the vehicle, the driver, as well as the license plate information. And then always if a law enforcement officer witnesses the violation, they will take appropriate enforcement action at that time.
Let's talk about the different types of roads and what actions we need to take if we're a driver. On a two-lane road, if we see a bus that's stopped, we need to stop, correct?
Correct, no matter which direction you're going. If you're following the bus or coming from the opposite direction on a two-lane highway, you are required by law to stop for that bus if they have their red lights on and the stop signs out.
On an undivided four-lane road, do drivers have to stop in either direction?
Yes, if they are following the bus going the same direction as the bus, they are required to stop. Drivers going the opposite direction do not need to stop. Yes, so on a divided highway, if you're behind the bus, traveling the same direction as the bus, you are required to stop. If you're on the opposite side, traveling the opposite direction of the bus, you are not required to stop.
Okay. And any final thoughts on school bus safety?
So traffic patterns definitely will change with school buses being out there. They travel at lower speeds. They are required to stop at all railroad crossings. So just be prepared for that and be patient and allow them to do their job, the school bus driver, and also for the student safety.
That is Sergeant Shane Hucks with the Missouri Highway Patrol, and this is Cop Talk.